Gaudio et lector, venerabile fratres.
Francis made the announcement in Latin last October during a meeting with cardinals at the Vatican. Each pope gained high international profiles. John XXIII for modernizing the church in the 1960s, and John Paul II for encouraging the fall of communism in his native Poland and in the rest of Eastern Europe.
I think that right from the moment of Blessed John Paul II's death, there was a recognition on the part of the faithful that this was a very good, very holy, virtuous man.
Bishop Gregory Parks, who leads the Pensacola-Tallahassee Diocese, says the effort to declare John Paul a saint and bypass the normal five-year waiting period after death began shortly after his death in 2005.
One of my recollections is at his funeral, the faithful were calling for him to be proclaimed a saint immediately. You know, santo subito, it was in Italian. And so I think that that really began the process of people thinking, could this man truly be a saint? And so that's why I believe the five-year period was waived.
Pope Francis announced the canonizations in July, and later the date was set for this Sunday, April 27th, the first Sunday after Easter, also known as Divine Mercy Sunday. It was that day in 2011 when John Paul II was beatified, a step toward canonization. Park says John Paul has met all the requirements, including what he calls heroic faith.
I mean, the saints are holy people. Others will call them friends of God. And it's through their life and the way that they live their life, the way that they loved others, the way that they imitated Jesus Christ in their daily life, that they are recognized for that heroic virtue.
Many felt that John XXIII's relatively short tenure from 1958 until his death in 1963 would keep him from being considered for sainthood. But Park says during that five-year period, John ushered in the reforms that became known as Vatican II.
He was the pope who called for the Second Vatican Council. When you look back over the last 100 years at significant events in the life of the Catholic Church, certainly the Second Vatican Council would have to be near the top of that list in terms of the impact that it's had in opening the church and bringing the church to the world.
Observers at the Vatican say Pope Francis' declarations further establish his stamp on the papacy. Many believe it's an effort to promote unity within the Roman Catholic Church, John Paul for conservative Catholics, and John for the Church's liberal wing. But Bishop Gregory Parks argues that ideologically the pontiffs were not all that different.
These were two men which were popes for the people. John the 23rd, because of the fact he called the Second Vatican Council and some of the changes that came about. But he was also a man of the church. The Second Vatican Council wasn't about doctrine. And then John Paul II, it's already been mentioned, his name is often referred to as Blessed Pope John Paul the Great.
Parks will not be traveling to Rome for the canonization, citing conflicts in his schedule. But the bishop does have some memories of a prior visit.
I had the blessing, really, of personally meeting Blessed Pope John Paul II on several occasions, and it was always a moment of blessing for me to be in his presence. He was always very gracious. Had the opportunity to introduce my brother to him, who now is a priest as well, and also my parents.
For John Paul II, the road to sainthood will be a short one. Pope Francis cleared him a little more than 8 years after his death, faster than any other candidate in the modern era. Previously, the fastest canonization was that of Opus Dei founder José María Escriva de Balaguer. The Spaniard died in 1975 and was declared a saint in 2002 by Pope John Paul II. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.